Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Fitz is a host for Yahoo Sports. Catch him on Fox Sports Radio on weekends. Joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Fitz, I hate to ask you to speak for a former colleague, but Stephen A. Smith is in the news today, and he's in the news because he went on First Take today on ESPN and said, in so many words, NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because of the crime. And obviously Ja Morant has tweeted, and we've been talking about it, and you know, all of our Memphian friends are up in arms about it. What do you make of Stephen A. going there on national television?
Stephen A. is better than anybody at getting clicks. And Stephen A. is one of the least prepared people I've ever worked with in my entire career. I'm just going to be honest. Like, I got nothing to lose, nothing to gain in talking about Stephen A. I'll say this. When I worked at ESPN, my last fall at ESPN, we counted up my hours in shows hosted between radio, digital, live stream, everything I did. And that fall, I averaged about 80 hours a week that I was on campus. So I ask everybody, when you're on campus 80 hours a week making content, when are you watching games? And it was a real struggle for me to keep up with everything I needed to keep up with. Now, Stephen A is busier than I ever was. Like, we see him making content 24/7. So I guess my question to people in Memphis is, how much Memphis do you think he's actually absorbed? And I mean all of it. Memphis culture, Memphis basketball. What the hell does Stephen A. know about the city of Memphis? And the answer to that is only what his friends or his people on his phone tweet him or text him. That's all he knows, right? Like, he is 100%. So separated from actual reality. What does he know? And one of the things that just drives me crazy, like, I lived in Nashville for over 20 years. And one of the things that drive me crazy is you hear people speak about what Nashville is and has never been there. It's like, no, you're basing everything that you have to say about that city based on Lower Broadway. And, you know, growing up in Vegas, it's like you're basing everything. When I moved out of Vegas as a little kid, I moved to the East Coast. The number one question people ask me is, well, do you know how to play blackjack? And I'm like, I'm 12. Why would I know how to play blackjack? Like, I just, like, people personify whatever they think the stereotype is. That's what they continue to go with. And Stephen A. walks and talks and lives and eats and breathes stereotypes. That's all he knows. So what you have is somebody that, honestly, I wonder, like, how many times has he ever even been to Memphis talking about Memphis based on little perspective to Memphis, and he's talking about Memphis basketball, frankly. He has to talk about the city of Memphis because my guy hasn't watched a single Memphis basketball game in probably 3 years. Like, there is no way. Like, Stephen A. has a stats and info group that feeds him information so that he can have somewhat informed opinions, and they're usually not because he works too hard to actually watch any games. So, like, you
or play solitaire.
Yeah, that when he's, I mean, that is fair. It's one of the worst looks I can imagine. And I guess, like, you know, like, there's a reason that Stephen A. always goes to the soap opera take, because you can go to a soap opera take and hide the fact that you don't know anything about the actual teams. Like, that's broadcasting 101. So, I mean, again, Stephen A. makes more money in a day than I make in a year. He's far more established in this business than I will ever be. And if he found out I said all of this, he would laugh at me. But Stephen A., I sat next to him the first day, the last day of his old Stephen A. Smith radio show was the first day of my first Take Your Take, the terrible show that ESPN launched in response to that they let me host, which was an honor. But his last day of radio, we sat in the studio together, and I looked at him, and I was like, man, Stephen A., it's such an honor to get to take this time slot in this show. I really appreciate it. He looked at me deadpan and said, get out of radio. There's no money in it. And if there's no money in something, there's no reason to do it. It's the only thing he said to me. Now, Stephen A. just announced the new radio show. So what does that tell you? Like, it tells you that he doesn't care about the work. He doesn't care about the process. He cares about the cash. And he will always make the cash because people flock to him. So if I'm Memphis, I've just got to be honest with you. Like, yesterday's toilet paper is more useful when it comes to having an actual opinion about Memphis than Stephen A. Smith is.
Dude, that's why I just love you and love having you on weekly. Because it's not just that I agree with you probably 90% of the time, maybe even higher, but it's you hitting the nail on the head. And it's what you said about Stephen A. We talked about it. He's got an agenda. He said it previously. It's a side note, but hey, NBA shouldn't even be in Memphis. They're basically saying they'd be better off in Seattle or Las Vegas. I mean, to Stephen A., he'd rather not have to step foot in Memphis for an NBA game. But you are so right, because it was just 2 years ago about him. He. There is no Memphis in Stephen A. in terms of the culture, knowing what it's about. Because 2 years ago, he was saying we were all Elvis. He was saying that's the face of Memphis, billboards all over. They don't have anything of Ja. And when Molly Karam was trying to stop him and say, hold on, that's a generalization, slow down. He's like, Molly, shut up. I've been to Memphis. I know Memphis, because I've been there. But it's so what you said, man, because that was the evidence that he hadn't. You probably, Fitzy, I mean, I think statistically now we are the largest predominantly black city in America. And sure, you can go to Graceland, right? You can go to parts of town all over in Memphis and see some Graceland signs, see Elvis. But he is not and has not been for decades, Fitzy, the face of this city or its culture. We are a black city. And for Stephen A. to just be there 2 years ago, it shows you it's exactly what you said. And he's not interested in knowing it. He's just interested in hitting the soapbox stuff that's so easy to do.
Yep.
Because as you said, he's not interested in knowing it or being prepared. He's too busy.
There's no cash in knowing it. Like, that's the thing. Like, what Stephen A. knows
no
is
cash
that,
in knowing it. Yeah, I like
we,
that.
We will, we'll pay attention to the Lakers no matter what. We'll pay attention to the Knicks no matter what, because they're huge media markets and people click on their stuff. The fact is, right now, more than ever in the NBA, when they are giving us two smaller markets competing for a championship, this should be a message of hope to the entire league of, hey, your market is not forgotten in the NBA. Your market can succeed in the NBA. This should be a moment of, look at the way to do it, man. Get your pieces. Grow it patiently. Don't worry about assembling KD with whoever you want. Like, build your team organically the right way. Be patient through it. Don't listen to any of the noise. Like, how many times have we seen that? Before last year, even with the Celtics, people were trying to split up Tatum and Brown. Stephen A. was trying to split up Tatum and Brown, because that's an easy, sexy story, way more than looking at the Celtics and saying, well, you know what? Maybe it just hasn't been their year yet. Like, sometimes sports work that way. Like, that doesn't make for a great hot take. So instead it's, yep. Oh, no, you got to split these guys up. And the fact is, if you took the same exact roster as Memphis and you put it in Miami, Stephen A. would love it, because he loves going to Miami.
That's
because
exactly
people love
right.
partying yeah. in Miami.
And so do NBA players, right?
Gross.
And that was my initial point when we started the show, is that NBA players want to play in like four places. They want to play in Miami. They want to play in like Houston, Atlanta, Golden State, the Lakers. Like that's where players all want to be, where it's sunny and it's 80 degrees outside year round. They don't want to play in Memphis. But you know what else they want to play? They don't want to play in Minneapolis. KD just said he doesn't want to go there. They're off the list. So there's a lot of places that they don't want to play in Indiana. Like, what star free agent wants to go to Indiana? You don't hear people talking about that. It's just to single out Memphis is just beyond weak. And then to pin it on crime, especially, it's beyond weak.
Well, and on top of everything you just said about players is very true, right? But let me ask you this. Let's take the bubble out of the equation because the bubble was a very weird year. Now ask yourself, how many years has it been since a player, a superstar acquisition, launched a team to an NBA championship? Because the last time I checked, year in and year out, we get more and more of what we're seeing right now. SGA has been in OKC for a minute, right? Like, I mean, we can ask how he got there in the first place. I realize that trade, but SGA's been there for a minute. Like, every year, every stinking year, Giannis wants out, does he? Because he won a championship in Milwaukee. Like, we continually see teams building without needing to go out and acquire a superstar past their prime as the way to do it. We spent more time as a general media at ESPN when I was there. We spent more time talking about Kawhi to the Clippers than we did to Kawhi winning a championship in Toronto. Mm. Like, think about that. Like, that's a mistake. That's a fail. Mm-hmm. And what the reason it's a fail is because if you are making hundreds of hours of content a day, as Stephen A. does, between now a radio show that's launching in Sirius, between First Take and then between the political stuff, he's like all these different shows, you see him everywhere. Ask yourselves, when does he have the time, in the fall particularly, when does he have the time to watch, let's say, 12 football games a week, and then let's just say 10 NBA games a week? The answer is he doesn't. And once you just start to acknowledge that the system is so broken that the people talking about it at the worldwide leader simply haven't watched, then you understand why they pick the topics they pick. It's way easier for Stephen A. to go on a stereotype of crime in Memphis. And I would have to, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I would be interested to know what the crime rates in Memphis are versus the crime rates in, let's say, Chicago. Ain't
New York City?
About the Bulls.
How about New York City, where Stephen A. Smith loves to be?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have that conversation. But the fact is, what it comes down to is that I'll bet you anything when Desmond Bain was traded, Stephen A. realized, I don't have a thing to say about this because I don't know anything about Desmond Bain. And if I can't say
I don't know anything about the Magic either.
100%. I mean, look, this is where Bill Simmons was right on his podcast. They clipped it off, Ian Russillo, when they were like, oh, man, everybody's freaking out about Orlando paying that much. And Simmons said it right away. The people freaking out have not watched him play. They just don't watch basketball. And I think the biggest epidemic we have in the coverage of the NBA is that ESPN is one of the main people left to cover it, and most of the people talking about it every day simply don't watch it.
Wow, Fitzy, now you got me curious in terms of, I mean, you're a worker. You're a man that was up there, as you just said, 60, 80 hours, whatever it is, and we respect grinders. It's one of the reasons we respect you. In terms of those on-air personalities at ESPN that you admired the most, because either they were a worker or they always hit the nail on the head like you seem to with us. Who was at the top of your admiration list over at ESPN of all the faces?
Look, when you talk, and by the way, I'll tell you guys again, very true story, throwing myself under the bus. I was on air on radio one day when the head of digital at the time texted me and said, we need you to host a digital live stream on the WNBA tonight. And I responded in the text and said, dude, I haven't watched a W game this year. I don't even know who's who. And his response was, don't care, need a body in the seat, 7 p.m. Like, that's it, yep. Right? So, that's what it does. So, to your question, guys that I always knew, like, look, Russillo, I know he doesn't work at ESPN anymore, but Russillo was famous in Hartford for sitting at the same bar every night to watch a bunch of games. He had three laptops out. He charted them while he watched them. My guy paid attention to the NBA like it was his business. Tim Legler is somebody that Legs would come in the mornings when we were doing radio, and he'd be our guest, and he'd have 5 or 10 plays from a game that he was ready to talk about. And it's like, not going to do that deep of a dive. But in the beginning, I can't speak to now, but for the longest time, I'll say Jay Will used to come in and say, hey, I've watched all of this. It's this. Like, I think those guys actually, like, they separated themselves on the football side. Wow. Orlovsky and Mina Kimes are two people that Orlovsky and Mina Kimes watch every stinking game, and they watch them over. It's not uncommon for me to get a text sometimes from one of them, like, particularly Mina's always been this way. Just send me a text early in the season and say, hey, Raiders, saw this guy. What do you know about him? Like, I saw this in the game. Tell me more. And, like, that's the stuff that I just respect
me too.
So much.
Yep.
But, I'll be honest. Like, I love a lot of the people there. Perk has always been really kind to me. I've never bumped into Perk where he's like, sorry, man, watching tape. Never. I've literally sent a note before to Field Yates, who's one of my closest friends, and been like, man, Let me know if you got time for dinner. And he'll come back to me and say, these are my film study hours for the next 2 weeks. It's got to be outside those hours. Like, though, there are guys that do it that hard. And then I don't think the majority of them exist in the NBA coverage of ESPN.
That was a very agenda challenging answer you just gave us, because I have an agenda against Jay Williams and you lauded him with praise, and Jason loves Kendrick Perkins, and you
basically
he doesn't work, you know,
dismissed him.
But I will say there's another side. Like Jay Will, when I worked with him, he watched a lot. I'll also say that Jay Will, just sometimes I feel like I watch his clips and I'm like, man, you're just saying things at this point. You're just saying something to piss people off. Right. I feel that to my core. And look, like I said, Burke is not somebody that's ever been like, I'm watching film right now.
But I believe that. Yeah.
Burke is one of those guys that can watch a highlight and is like, yep, this happened. And
well,
he played
the game at a high level at the very least, right? Like, so I'll give him that. Like Stephen A.
Legler played too, but you heard Fitzy say he's studying.
Right. You're right.
You know, for
right.
his hit. Yeah.
Legler feels like a unicorn, though, in terms of.
The farther you get from it, the more study you have to do.
Legler also is underused.
That makes sense.
He has more time. Like, we say that every year. It's like Legler, we feel like, should be on the finals broadcast, which, by the way, that was the first game last night, Fitz, and I'm curious to get your opinion, where I was not in a bar. I was actually watching the game at home, and I got a chance to listen to the broadcast. I felt like it was fine. There's so much, I know what those conversations are like at ESPN and ABC. Like, I felt like the broadcast team was completely fine. I don't know why they have such a problem with it.
Yeah, I thought last night was actually pretty good. Like, I think now people have dug in so much to it sucks that it's hard to be like, wow, ESPN listened to the world and made it a little better. I mean, I think playing the intro, the player introduction, stuff like that, I do think that there's fire to that. And frankly, I think that the broadcast trio that they have on the finals right now could just use more excitement. I want, like, there is not a palpable thing for this, but I've watched so intently the last couple of games, and I'm waiting for that, oh my God, moment that we get every Saturday in college football where somebody is screaming and losing their mind. I would love to see more of that in the broadcast, but I thought it was fine. I thought it was better. We just don't want to credit better usually.
Yeah. Fitz, you're the greatest, man. Thanks
love
for
you,
doing
brother.
This every
Thank
week.
You.
You're the best.
Hey, appreciate you, boys. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. He is Jason Fitz. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show. It was very refreshing to hear that. I mean, look, Stephen A. Smith is overworked, man. That dude, like you said, he's on all the time. And now he's adding a radio show on Sirius XM for 2 hours a day. Like, this dude.
Bumping Beetle.
Yeah, like, how does he have any time to do anything? Like, beyond travel and being at the game and the finals and all that and stuff. So, like, I'm not. Do I think that the face of your network should, like, have more informed opinions? Yes, obviously. Like, that'd be ideal. But you lean on that man so much. It's like you don't, like, it's like they don't trust that they have anything else to give, to offer. So that they just let him, you know, whatever it is. Like, we go ahead, Stephen A.
Yeah.
Make a clip.
Because he's bringing in the ratings.
That's right. That's right.
First Take is number one.
And we've spent the entire show talking about it.
100%.
We're part and parcel
like,
to it.
It feels like hundreds of stories have already been written today about Stephen A. and his Memphis
That's
take.
Right. That's right.
I'm seeing them all over the internet.
That's right.
And that's ESPN loves that.
I mean, this reminds me of when Calkins was going at it with the God rest his soul, my man from the L.A. Was it the L.A. Times? T.J. Simers. T.J. Simers
was he? Was his what? Was his general side? Because I don't remember it as well. Was it just Memphis is a dump? Was
yeah,
that what Simers'
yeah,
take
yeah,
was?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And he and Calkins were, you know. Throwing barbs.
I remember the barbs. I didn't remember how it started.
Yeah.
Just Simer saying, I don't want to go
That's
to
right.
Memphis for this
yeah.
series or something. Pretty much.
From what I remember, he was just trashing the city.
Yeah.
I don't remember specifically exactly. So, I think he might have been talking about horses, which we do know we have a horse problem, a horse poop problem downtown. So it's persisted even, 12 years later. But when TJ died, I don't think Hawkins read the eulogy. I don't think he
is it a horse problem or horse manure?
I think it was a horse manure.
Horse
yeah.
and human manure?
I think it was just the horse at that time.
Okay.
The human excrement came later.
Gotcha.
In the development.
I got you. I was confused.
But I'd like to go back and read those columns. I just remember Calkins getting so worked up about it. Like Calkins, that was it. That was the last hurrah for Calkins in terms of I'm going to go at somebody.
No, I mean, there is still, there's a great pride here. It's like our man Scotty said, we can talk about us, but we don't let others talk about us.
Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.